And how did you manage your diabetes during your teens?
I didn't. I just totally ignored it and just ate anything I wanted to, injected without testing blood sugars, and just totally and utterly ignored it.
And how much contact did you have with the medical profession?
As little as I could. I would go up to the hospital. I can't really remember. I got a feeling it was about once every 4 months. But if I could avoid going for any reason, I would. And I don't really remember it having much of an impact. And I used to think people who talked about diabetes having a big impact on their life were just making a big deal over it. By now, it had become nothing for me because I just ignored it.
And did you have many hypos?
I never had any controlled ones that I've witnessed happening in hospitals now when people are first put on insulin. There was nothing like that. The first time I had a hypo was obviously when I was on insulin, and I didn't have anything like that before. And I think the first time, I can't honestly remember if it was the first time or one of the early times, I went into a coma, and I just started feeling ill and went into a coma and didn't know what was happening. And then after that, I went into quite a few comas, or was unconscious rather than comas, I suppose, as a child, usually by going out on horseback or being somewhere where I didn't have any glucose with me and generally being irresponsible. Then when I totally, you know, as a teenager, and I totally ignored my diabetes, I think my sugars were always probably rather high, and I didn't have hypos, or very occasionally. But when I left school and I moved to London and I went to college, I did have hypos, but I did spend quite a lot of time in hospital, whether it was because I'd broken my arms badly, horse riding accidents, or I got gastroenteritis very badly, and obviously these things really upset my diabetes, and I seemed to be admitted to hospital very easily as far as I was concerned. But every time I had anything to do with the medical profession, they seemed to want to take me into hospital, where I would have lots of tests. As a teenager, I was also diagnosed with an underactive thyroid gland, and that took quite some time for people to diagnose, and I was told I would now lose weight, and throughout my teens I was overweight, and it was a sort of a problem for me, but I wasn't ever given any real help with it from a diabetic point of view. But I was always constantly being told, now you'll lose weight, and I never did. But I do remember, like, when I moved to London, that I did spend most London hospitals I've actually spent time in. I can't quite remember how I got admitted to them all, but I did spend quite a bit of time on various medical wards, which were always very, very depressing wards and full of elderly people dying.
Did your diabetes affect your choice of what you did after you left school?
Absolutely no. That's, you know, the end of it, really. I don't think it had any impact on what I did. I went to university, and then I went and lived abroad for about 12 years.